This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Obviously, before investing too much time into anything, you want to make sure that it's going to pay off. You don't want to be silly and go, oh, I'm going to do this, I believe it'll work, and I'm going to invest 4 hours a day into this with no sort of, no proof whatsoever that it's effective or that it's going to work for you. So make sure you do this. For instance, recently, it's the same as like a marketing campaign. If you implement one, you want to know that you're getting some sort of return on investment, and your time is like money. So you want to do the same thing there. For instance, I recently implemented a Facebook campaign, but before I did it, I made sure I set up lead source tracking, which I did I use a software called Infusionsoft, but I made sure I set it up so I could measure exactly how many sales were being generated over the long term, not just today, tomorrow, from the leads generated from that campaign. So I can then go, I can then throw $1,000 into that campaign and look back at it and say, okay, I got nothing back, or I got $5,000 back, or I got $10,000 back, or I got $1,500 back, or whatever, and know whether I want to keep investing in that. And it's the same if you do YouTube videos. You want to have a unique link for those sets of videos. Set them back, send them back, and be able to track not just how many leads you're getting, but which leads they are. So then you can actually work out how many sales you are generating as a result. So that's obviously essential, because you want to be investing in a future bank, but you want to be investing in a future bank that actually pays off. So make sure you set up those measurement processes as you're going through things. So to give you, to wrap things up, I just want to leave you with a thought. 12 months from now, okay, so 12 months from now, you could have, by just investing 10 minutes a day in reading great books, you could have literally spent a week and a half in a seminar, which is it's the same sort of thing. You could actually probably fit in a month if you started listening to audios and doing all that sort of thing while you're driving, etc., etc. If you did 3 blog posts a week, you could have 150 blog posts up there. You could have a marketing funnel up there, which makes your business more magnetic. You could have all these things in place, which is going to help your future. Or let's just say in my case, where I was initially making cold calling, or you could still be just cold calling and doing it the hard way, rather than the easy way. Because here's the bottom line, and these are 4 words which really hit home for me when I first heard them. Hard now, easy later, and it works in reverse. Easy now, hard later. And what I mean by that is that if you do the hard work now and you invest in your future bank, then it's going to be easy later. It's much easier later. These days I have a stack of revenue which comes in and week out with me not having to do anything, because I took the time to do the hard work and build up the subscription income. And that's made it easy now, because I did it hard earlier. By the same token, just a very simple example, you can choose to not have discipline. They say the pain of discipline or the pain of regret, but you can choose not to have discipline. You can choose not to exercise and eat really bad food. That's really the easy thing to do right now. You feel like a chocolate bar, you grab one. You don't feel like working out, you don't do it. You never work out, you just get by. And that's quite easy to do now, but it's going to be hard later because, you know, it's going to throw your body out of whack and, you know, make you tired and, you know, cause all sorts of health problems, most likely. So, or you can do the hard work now and you can discipline yourself and you can exercise and you can eat really healthy food. And say no to the food which isn't right for you, and that makes it easy now. I mean, that's hard to do now, but that'll make it easy later because you're going to have a healthier body, you're going to be fitter, you're going to be able to do more, etc. And the same thing applies in your business. If you'll do the hard work now and invest in your future bank, just like the doctor who did the hard work now and invested in his education over the bricklayer who thought, I'm not going to invest in my education. Just like that, by doing the hard work now, it's going to pay off in spades later. So think about right now, and before you leave, leave today, you write down, just even if it's just 3 things, 5 things, 7 things, take the time to act on this and write down how you can invest in your future bank, and then circle one thing and that you can take action on, you know, right away within the next 24 hours. So this concept really, really sinks in. I really urge you to do that, because you want to be building the pipeline. It might feel like a waste of time when you first start doing it. But once you start to see, you know, the results that it can generate, and you do it for long enough, you sort of go, oh, I get it, and it keeps you motivated to keep investing in the things that matter, you know, for the long term. Because you've got to be doing things for the short term, but you also need to be focusing on those important but not urgent things which are going to make a massive, massive difference to your, you know, to your future.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.